Resolving differences. Men and women who want to live harmoniously together must not be afraid of conflict. This statement may seem paradoxical, but conflicts and differences of opinion are integral parts of any relationship. The beauty is that when love is mutual, partners can resolve the issues together. Even if we believe that we are not at fault, we can ask our partner, "How can I change? What can I do? What do you think would be the most spiritual way to address this?" A mate who cares will not suggest something impossible, and we will grow closer to the other person because of the exchange. Your spouse might say, "You know, you really made a fool of yourself. You really shouldn't have behaved like that." At this point, you have a choice. You can say, "I was not a fool. You're just envious. And what about you last week? You were worse." Or you can say instead, "What would make you happier about this? Let's talk about it." Then you can agree on a course of action to remedy the problem. If the first solution does not work, then you may agree to try something else. And even if you continue to disagree, at least your own willingness to talk can serve as an example to your spouse about how to behave in such circumstances. These situations are not so difficult if we have a sense of humility and are ready to grow and learn. We often feel affection for those who reinforce our illusions about ourselves. By the same token, we generally have no time for people who refuse to support our faulty self-concepts. The more someone agrees with us, the better we feel, because this allows us to perpetuate our belief that everything is in order. Because we do not make corrections, our illusions increase and the cycle continues. The ultimate outcome is confusion and unhappy relationships because we are not willing to grow. Sometimes we believe that our partner does not reciprocate our love. We are really admitting that we are in love with our idea of how the other person should behave. If our love is genuine, though, we will want to know of any problems we are causing and explore ways to remedy them. When we hear suggestions, we can ask for help in working on them. So where is the argument? Why do people make themselves suffer and create so much pain in relationships? It is completely unnecessary. No relationship is without its problems. Sometimes the most wonderful relationships are also the most conflict-ridden. The only fundamental difference between a successful marriage and an unsuccessful one is the way in which the couple deals with the problems that arise. It all depends on our choices. We have to decide whether we want to suffer or whether we would prefer to make ourselves and others happy about life. We have it within our power to create healthy, positive relationships. We cannot let someone else's behavior cause us to forget God and abandon our spiritual practice. It is more important to be humble and truly respect others. If our partner is anxious, then let us discover how we can help. Maybe we are responsible for the problem. As long as we believe we are right or that the other person has to meet our demands, there is no possibility of genuine resolution. Nobody will be happy in such a house.